gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Denny Hamlin took advantage of critical miscues by Jeff Gordon and Jeff Burton to post his third NASCAR Sprint Cup victory of the season and complete the weekend sweep in this past Saturday night's Showtime Southern 500 at the Darlington Raceway. Bad knee and all, Denny Hamlin led the final 24 laps to beat out pole winner Jamie McMurray to become the first driver since Mark Martin back in 1993 to complete the weekend sweep at Darlington. Kurt Busch finished third, followed by Gordon and Juan Pablo Montoya. There continues to be reports that Formula One is working on producing a United States Grand Prix. The latest story has the event being held at Liberty State Park in Jersey City, New Jersey. While local officials acknowledge they have spoken to Bernie Eccleston, a group known as Friends of Liberty State Park are already protesting the concept. Word is that Formula One teams will get to choose which manufacturer will supply tires for the series in 2011. However, the days of free tires are gone, with teams being charged anywhere from $1.3 million for the season at Avon Cooper to $4 million for Michelin. Crew chiefs Chad Knaus and Alan Gustafson signed four-year contract extensions to remain at Hendrick Motorsports, where Knaus works with Jimmy Johnson and Gustafson with Mark Martin. An 18-year-old Connecticut driver, Dylan Moultz, was selected as the winner of the inaugural Richard Petty's driver search, which pitted 12 drivers against one another in various racing disciplines. Moultz earned a ride in the June 5th ARCA Racing Series event at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update. Great. Denny Hamlin took it.
Great job there, Jeff. Thank you so much for contributing. As usual, we got a great hour ahead, including the inside story of the Lincoln MKT and the Ford Flex. That's coming up, and a little later on, the Mike Cotto will be joining us from NADA Guys. But right now, we welcome the marketing manager for Ford on the two products I just mentioned, the Lincoln MKT and the Ford Flex. Hey there, Kate Pierce, how you doing?
I'm great, Bob. How are you today?
Doing fine. Thank you very much. Are you a mom, Kate?
I am not, but I just spoke with my mom to wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Well, we wish her a happy Mother's Day from all of us here at Auto World as well. Let's talk a little bit about the great success that both the Flex and the MKT have had. No doubt about it, both of these vehicles are red hot.
Absolutely. We are having a great time releasing these two new vehicles and talking about them. We really think that we have two great new three-row crossovers that are going to give customers what they need in terms of passenger and cargo carrying capability, as well as a few surprises along the way.
Absolutely. And let's begin by telling folks about the engines available for the MKT. It's got the very cool EcoBoost engine. Tell our listeners all about that power plant.
We have an all-new power plant, as you mentioned, at Ford Motor Company. It's called EcoBoost, and the first iteration of that engine is actually a 3.5-liter V6 engine. Now, the great thing about this technology is that we combine twin turbocharging as well as direct injection into our V6 engines. In this case, it was our 3.5-liter Duratec. And what that allows us to do is to produce V8 levels of performance. And in this case, we're talking about 355 horsepower and 350 foot-pounds of torque, but keep the V6 fuel economy. And the MKT with EcoBoost, which is an all-wheel drive vehicle, will keep 22 miles per gallon. There is no other vehicle in the class that can provide this level of performance and fuel economy. Really a great engine. Actually, a lot of fun to drive as well.
And also great news from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Tell our listeners all about that on the MKT.
We're really excited that for the 2010 model, which was recently tested, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration gave a quad five-star rating. So that's the best that there is out there. We're really excited that MKT continues with Ford Motor Company's commitment to offering the safest vehicles on the road. That was great news for us.
Quite often the word vehicle architecture is thrown around in today's automotive world, and certainly when you look for safety, you look at the Lincoln MKT architecture. It utilizes something called Ford's Trinity Front Crash Body Architecture. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the other cutting-edge crash avoidance technologies that are on the MKT.
Well, the key is we have found a way to take all of the architectures, that the platforms that we've had, not just within the Ford and Lincoln Mercury lineup, but also taking technologies from our great partners at companies like Volvo, to take that architecture in and across our vehicles to ensure that we're absorbing shock and the power that's associated with a crash all the way through the vehicle to ensure that we're providing the safest architecture and cabin environment for our customers. We combine that with some of the standard safety features like six standard airbags and safety canopies to ensure that we really have a vehicle that will protect our occupants in the event of a crash. But at Ford Motor Company, it's not just about what happens during the crash from the architecture that we've built into the vehicles and the airbags. As you mentioned, you know, a lot of times it's about how do we avoid that crash. Some of the features that we have now are based off of radar technology. Features like adaptive cruise control, which has a really great feature called collision mitigation. This system will sense if an accident is actually imminent, and it will do a couple of things. First of all, it will warn you of the pending collision, first by a series of audible noises, chimes in the car, as well as a series of red lights which flash into the dash to warn you of a particular situation, maybe a car in front of you quickly pressing on the brakes. It will also pre-charge those brakes to ensure that when you do take action, you're going to get the quickest response available out of those brakes. So that's one example of some of the radar technologies that we're bringing into the car, again, to help avoid the accident.
Absolutely. And certainly when you look at all this technology combined with the safety ratings, this is a one safe vehicle, the MKT.
Absolutely. You know, safety is top of mind for our consumers, especially when you're talking about a three-row crossover, which is usually carrying our customers' most precious cargo, their families. It's not just about providing the safest vehicle inside, but, again, helping to ensure that you avoid the accident and also to make your driving experience a little more confident.
Let's talk a little bit about the interior of the MKT. Lincoln has really gone to some new levels with interior products and finishes and materials. That's the word that I'm searching for here. It's doing some very innovative things, both on the exterior styling side of the fence, but also bringing some very unique materials into the interior.
You know, Lincoln has gone through a transformation the last 2 years. In fact, we now have the freshest lineup in the luxury market. We have all new vehicles, starting back with the MKZ, MKS, the very successful MKX, and now the MKT. And the first component of that transformation has really been about a new signature design. You're talking about vehicles that definitely stand apart from the road, starting with that front, that new split wing front grille that really is just gorgeous and, again, sets this vehicle apart from anything else on the road. But it doesn't just end with the front exterior of the vehicle. We're also taking
moves inside. Hold that thought, and we'll come back on the other side and talk lots more with Kate Pierce all about the Lincoln MKT and the Ford Flex. This is Auto World.
The long drive.
It's one of the hottest new technologies out there in the engine department. Imagine getting 350 plus horsepower and decent fuel economy. It's called EcoBoost. Ford's Brett Hines tells us all about it.
The EcoBoost engine 3.5 liter is available today in your showroom in the Ford Taurus Show, the Ford Flex, and the Lincoln MKS. It'll also be available in the brand new Lincoln MKT. Yeah, by 2013, 90% of all Ford's nameplates will have an EcoBoost engine available. In the case of the Taurus Show, we're producing 365 horsepower, 350 foot-pounds of torque, and at the exact same time, we're getting 25 miles per gallon on the highway and 17 miles per gallon in the city.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you driving Cadillac there?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on this Mother's Day 2010. For Auto World, Kate Pierce is with us. She is Lincoln's marketing manager for the MKT and the Ford marketing manager for its sister vehicle, the Ford Flex. And before the break there, Kate, you were telling us all about the cool stuff that Lincoln is doing with not only exterior design, but interior design as well.
Absolutely. Well, a great-looking car on the outside absolutely has to deliver on the inside, and our design team has really hit a home run with the interior of the Lincoln MKT. The key is to start with the finest materials, whether it's the leather, the genuine wood, of which there's actually two different types of wood in the interior of this vehicle that you can choose from, but also the way that they apply it. You'll actually notice when you get into this vehicle that the split-wing grille on the outside is actually mimicked on the inside with the layout of the dash and the instrument panels in the front of the car. It's just really a nice design cue to pull the whole thing together and really give a sense of ultimate luxury. So those teams will take all of those materials. They'll integrate them into the dash and into the seats in just a really gorgeous way. Stitched leather, the use of soft materials all the way throughout the car to really create an environment that's really inviting. And I would like to say, actually, it's not just about the first row passengers, which really get a sense of luxury. The goal for this car was that every passenger would have a first row seat, first row experience in the car. So we're talking about best-in-class legroom, not only in the first row, but in the second and third. We're talking about heated second row seats. The second and third rows have their own temperature controls.
Cool.
And then everybody gets a view out of that standard glass roof. So we like to say our engineers actually used to joke about calling shotgun for the second row because it was just as comfortable as the first.
That is so rare and very, very fun to hear. Another interesting fact is I understand both in the Ford Flex and, of course, in the Lincoln MKT, the sync system has really sealed a lot of sales for you guys.
Our partnership with Microsoft and bringing sync into the cars has been a home run hit for us. Sync is actually our way of assisting drivers with keeping their hands on the wheel and their eyes on the road. It's so critical. Sync will allow us to use our phones with Bluetooth capabilities and also a lot of our audio technologies, whether it be MP3 or even the radio or satellite radio, by providing voice activation for those features. So, again, such a critical component, especially in these days where we know we've got a lot of regulations and fears about safety with these new technologies, being able to provide voice activation, again, to keep those hands on the wheel and the eyes on the road. It really has been a home run hit for us. In fact, Sync is standard on the Lincoln MKT. You mentioned the Ford Flex. In fact, 90% of our customers opt for this voice-activated control of their phone and audio systems and more. It really has become a reason to purchase the Ford or Lincoln Mercury products.
And if you love stereos like I do, I mean, boy, that Lincoln sound system with the THX amplifiers and speakers is just a wonderful system.
It absolutely is. Again, another case of great partnership with the best audio systems in the business. That THX audio, THX2 actually audio system, first car in the industry as well to have neural sound. So to really be able to maximize a lot of the compressed music files that our customers are bringing into the cars these days through things like MP3s, you're going to have a first-class experience throughout the car with almost 600 watts power. It truly is an amazing system. It really just enhances the experience. We all spend a lot of time in our cars. Let's make sure that we have the right technology for the drive and also for the enjoyment.
Let's talk a little bit about the difference in the buyers. Is there a big difference between a buyer of an MKT versus a Flex?
You know, I think that there is a bit of a difference in the consumer. First of all, the fact that these vehicles are sisters will escape most customers. You would never know by looking at these vehicles that, in fact, they share the same architecture and platform. They have completely different exterior and interior designs. The Lincoln MKT, kind of some soft lines, really kind of sexy curves, and great use of chrome and luxury materials. There is no question that this is a great driving, smooth, confident, sexy, almost sedan in its look and feel, although it seats seven passengers. While the Flex is a little bit more, I would almost dare to say masculine, it's bold, it's got that two-box design. It definitely stands out from a crowd and makes a little bit of a different statement. But at the end of the day, they both drive great. They both have excellent powertrains, both with their Duratec and EcoBoost engines, and they also both offer the best in technology that's out there. It really is a question about your style, your personal style, and what kind of look you're looking for in a vehicle.
And a very interesting honor was just given to the Flex. GQ magazine came out with a list of, in their opinion, the most stylish cars of the last 50 years. And cars on here included the Corvette Stingray from 63 to 67, the Ferrari 250 GT Berlinetta Lusso from 62 to 65, the E-Type Jaguar from 69, the Mercedes SLs, the 230, the 250, the 280, the Buick Riviera, the Cadillac Series 62 Eldorado, the Ford Mustang GT Bullitt, the Austin Healey 3000, the Porsche 911 from 63 right up to today, the Aston Martin DB5, and one other. What other vehicle?
That would be the Ford Flex.
Hey, that is one cool honor to be in that elite group.
I am telling you, that is quite the list of vehicles to be considered against. You know, again, we talk about that design, and there just is nothing else that's been on the road quite like it. Some people say it looks a little bit like their parents' station wagon of the 50s, the old Woody wagons, but there's just something inherently modern and exciting about it. And again, it's not just about the outside, it's the inside as well. The interior trim, the houndstooth pattern in the cloth seats, or even the treatment that's been done to the leather, this is a vehicle that stands out from the crowd, and we're just so honored that the elite, the people who are in the know, have really taken to this vehicle and have honored it in such a way.
Absolutely. It definitely is. I mean, that is just one fabulous list to be a part of. Give us an idea of the ballpark range of, let's begin with the Flex. I know it's available, as you say, with a couple of different engines. You can get it either front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. What's the general price range?
The base Flex, which comes with our Duratec engine, that's 262 horsepower. It's a great performing powertrain for us. Starts at $29,000. It's actually extremely well contented at that point. So you're getting a lot of features that our competition will consider optional. So we're talking about the seven passenger seating at that point, fog lamps, rear sensing systems, rear auxiliary control, air controls, the Duratec engine in that vehicle, a great interior with houndstooth patterned cloth seats. You're really talking about all of the basic features, again, that you could really need on that vehicle. It then goes up from there into our limited series, which is the top end. And at that point, you can choose, with our SEL Dora Limited, those EcoBoost engines as well.
Excellent.
EcoBoost starts at $39,000.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the pricing, and we'll talk more about the cool stuff, all part of the MKT and the Flex. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. If anybody has any questions about the Lincoln MKT or the Ford Flex, we would absolutely love to hear from you and love to help you out. Coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, we'll be joined by Mike Caudill from NADA Guides talking about their latest list. But Kate Pierce is with us now, Lincoln Marketing Manager on the MKT, Ford Marketing Manager on its sister, the Flex. And before the break there, you were telling us about the Flex pricing. So you get into the Limited, and that's the all-wheel drive variant, and it starts at around $39,000?
Yes, so the base engine, our 3.5-liter Duratec, it starts with an SE model at $29,000. And then our EcoBoost engines are actually available on our midsize, our SEL, and our Limited models. The SEL starts at $39,000. In addition to that great engine, all-wheel drive, 20-inch wheels, leather, some that great Sony audio system in the vehicle, as well as all of our traditional convenience and power features. So you're talking about a really great, well-equipped vehicle with great horsepower and fuel economy at $39,000.
Absolutely. How about the pricing on the MKT?
We have a great story on the Lincoln MKT. We're really excited about the content that we're able to provide our customers. The base MKT, again, starting with that Duratec, that 3.7-liter Duratec in the MKT, starts at $44,995. We actually, on this vehicle, have 12 standard features that our competitors can't offer or offer as options. So that includes things like our standard glass roof, ambient lighting, tri-zone climate control, power liftgate. The list just goes on and on. It is probably one of the best value vehicles in this segment at that price. And the EcoBoost on that vehicle then starts at $49,000. Again, that's your EcoBoost engine, all-wheel drive, 20-inch wheels, and electric power-assisted steering at that point as well.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the electric power-assisted steering.
It's really a great feature that's been brought in. I heard on one of your intros there, you had Brett Hines, who is one of our powertrain engineers who brought EcoBoost into the market. They are really looking at every opportunity to bring in additional fuel economy into the car. And one of the ways that they're able to do that with EcoBoost engines is to actually bring electric power-assisted steering instead of the traditional mechanical systems. And that really allows us to improve the fuel economy even further. We don't miss a single ounce when it comes to improving fuel economy. But it also allows us to bring in great new technologies into the car. With the electric power-assisted steering and all of those radars that we've put into the vehicle for things like adaptive cruise control, we will actually bring in a system called Active Park Assist. This system will use those sensors to find a parallel parking spot on either side of the road, and actually, once it's found that parking spot, parallel park the vehicle for you. So it really is amazing. It's three times faster than camera-based systems that are on the market today. It'll actually park the car in about 27 seconds. So it really is amazing to watch. I definitely recommend your listeners who are interested to go out to their Lincoln dealers and try it for themselves. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. I can't believe that it actually can scan the opposite side of the street. Did I get that right, Kate?
Absolutely. So you choose which side of the street you want to find your parking spot. Some of our competitive systems out there will only find it on the right. But if you're on a one-way street and want to look on the left, feel free. This system really is capable.
Oh, that is very cool indeed. I would imagine with the MKT, as well as with the Flex, you're probably getting a lot of what they call in the industry conquest buyers, buyers that haven't owned Lincolns or Fords in the past.
Absolutely. And that's been the great news with the resurgence of Lincoln. You know, newest lineup, freshest lineup in the Lincoln segment. Customers are really coming in to see what these new designs have to offer. And on the Lincoln MKT, just a couple of months out in the marketplace, 45% of our customers are coming out of non-Lincoln, Ford or Lincoln products. That rate is almost, it's actually over 50% right now on the Ford Flex. So it really talks a lot about what you can do when you bring in great new designs, great fuel economy, great safety records, and really industry-leading technology into these vehicles. It's a great story for Ford Motor Company.
It definitely is, and certainly this seems to be a growing segment as well as people, more and more folks kind of get into the crossovers. And the thing I like about spending time in both of these vehicles, that they're very car-like in their performance. I mean, I'm not a big SUV person. Appreciate them for what they are, but I wouldn't personally like to own one. I would much rather prefer a vehicle which has the handling characteristics of more of a car, and certainly both of these vehicles bring that into the equation.
I think the way that we're doing it is really interesting. You're right. There's a lot of consumers over the last couple of years which have been moving out of traditional SUVs. Almost 40% of those customers are moving out of SUVs, first of all, because of fuel economy. They're looking for something that's more fuel efficient, something that's a little more modern. But at the end of the day, they don't want to lose all of that functionality that their SUV provides, whether that's seating for seven passengers, cargo carrying capability, or even some towing. And this great new platform really is the truest form of crossover. Car-like ride and handling, car-like fuel economy. It really is one of the best driving vehicles we've put out, but it doesn't sacrifice the utility. Still seats seven, still has amazing cargo space. For example, the Flex, all of the passenger seats, including the passenger front seat, fold down to maximize cargo space. And then you put in Class 3 trailer tow, 4,500 pounds of towing with an EcoBoost engine that has peak performance at 1,500 RPM with 350 foot-pounds of torque. And this vehicle will rival any V8 SUV in the marketplace in terms of what it can do. So it really is the best world of cars and SUVs.
And again, that shows the advancement in technology, because years ago when turbochargers the last time around were quite popular, they tended to be peaky in their performance and did not offer a kind of flat type of torque curve. And that's what you're describing with the performance of 350 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque in that neighborhood, and being available at such a low RPM.
Absolutely. The team has really worked to find the best way to go about bringing these engines into real-world situations. And the first thing was that decision to move from a single turbocharger to twin turbochargers. They're smaller. They get maximum performance a lot quicker, virtually eliminates that turbo lag, and really ensures that this is a peak-performing vehicle. 1,500 RPM is our peak torque, and that runs, that torque curve, which is really a flat plateau, runs out to 50-50. 90% of our consumers driving is within that band, and they're experiencing peak torque throughout that entire driving experience. In addition to great fuel economy, again, the whole point of EcoBoost was to get that performance but not sacrifice the fuel economy.
So it's the performance of a V8 with the fuel economy of a V6, Kate?
You've absolutely got it.
Well, wonderful. Where's the best web destination for folks to check out both the Lincoln MKT as well as the Ford Flex?
We would love for customers to come visit us online. We've got great videos which demonstrate all the technologies that we've been talking about, as well as a lot of great photography and specs for them to check out. For the Lincoln MKT, that would be www.lincoln.com. Just click on the MKT. And for the Ford Flex, please visit us at www.fordvehicles.com and click on Ford Flex.
Well, Kate, as usual, it's a pleasure to spend time with you here on Auto World, and we look forward to further meetings down the road.
Thanks so much, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. She's Kate Pierce, the Lincoln Marketing Manager for the MKT, as well as for the Ford Edge, the Ford Flex, I should say. This is Bob Long. You're listening to Auto World, and straight ahead, it's Mike Caudill from NADA Guides.
Don't be
He styled the beautiful BMW Z8 Roadster and several Aston Martins. And now he's got his own company, and he's building beautiful electric plug-in vehicles. Here's Hendrik Fisker, CEO of Fisker Automotive.
I think it's very exciting times for us, since this will be the world's first plug-in hybrid. And the fact that we drove it in Laguna Seca at the raceway, I think, was really to show everybody that this is for real. When I look at what are we supposed to drive in the future, you know, I was getting concerned a couple of years ago when I only saw very tiny, kind of a dorky-looking vehicles always presented as being electric cars and futuristic cars. So my thought was, why can't we make a beautiful, exciting-looking car that looks even better than today's four-door sedans?
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar.
a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us here today. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Right now, we are joined by the man himself, Mike Coghill from NADA Guide. He's going to be telling us about some of the most researched vehicles after tax season. So this is an interesting topic. Hey there, Mike. How you doing?
Bob, how are you?
Doing fine. So you guys actually rounded up the top five most researched cars following tax season. Interesting reason for doing this. What was the reasoning behind it, Mike?
Well, you know, Bob, at NADA Guides, we really kind of think of ourselves as those that follow the pulse of the auto industry. So while a lot of the media folks out there are talking about what's happening at a higher level from bankruptcies to dealerships closing, we like to follow the pulse of what the consumer's looking for, what they want to buy, and we try to provide them with enough ammunition to go out and make a solid decision on the vehicle that they want, help them decide what vehicle they want, and then eventually get them in that car. So we thought that, you know, tax season's here. The auto industry, as we all know, the sales numbers are finally starting to come up. You just had Kate on earlier with Ford Motor Company. Of course, Ford is really leading a whole new charge with some exciting new products. And so what we did is, following tax season, we said, let's monitor our website and see what starts to pull traction. And I think it's just a little under a month ago, there was a story that came out unrelated to us at all, and that story basically said that the American automakers are really starting to pick up steam and that consumer confidence in American cars is starting to pick up. So as we started monitoring this right around tax season, we were really surprised to see the kind of cars people were looking for. So when we saw this change in perception of American vehicles, we went to the website and let the website just give us the data, and the data was actually surprising. We had, of the top five vehicles on top, they were all American.
Isn't that amazing? Beginning with the 2011 Ford Mustang, and who can argue that one? Talk about a home run, two wonderful power plants, and a great reinvigorated GT, to say the least.
Well, the Ford Mustang, and I drove it here about a month ago, they're all new 2011, and that 5-liter, of course, it goes without saying, it's a great car. It's a lot of fun to drive, and it's a whole bunch of horsepower. But the V6 is the news.
Yep.
That V6 has as much horsepower as their original SVT, Ford Special Vehicle Team vehicle, back in the 80s. So it's a really cool vehicle with 305 horsepower.
And it scoots. I know Motor Trend, my guys out there in California, got 5.1 to 60 out of that V6 Mustang, 31 miles per gallon on the highway, too.
It's amazing. It's a lot of fun to drive, and we weren't surprised to see that at the top. That was kind of a gimme, you know, along with the Camaro and the Challenger. Three muscle cars always seem to land in the top 10, but number two and number three actually did surprise us, and that kind of leads us on to the Chevy Equinox, which was actually our car of the month last month. The Chevy Equinox, look, and you'd mentioned earlier in the show, you're not a big SUV guy, and the Chevy Equinox is kind of a vanilla SUV, falls right in the middle of the pack. Well, their sales in the month of March 2010 were up 164%. They went
wow.
from 4,000 units in 2009 for the month of March to 13,000 units, and forced them to open up their a third shift up at their assembly plant in Canada. So I was really surprised to see the Equinox fall in there in that top five. Really shocked us.
And another one falling into the top five, the Fusion from Ford, which is, of course, available in just a whole wide variety of guises.
You know, I think the Ford Fusion fits right in perfectly in these top five vehicles post-tax season. But, you know, I'd love to share just a minute about Ford Motor Company. I just wrote an article here 2 weeks ago. I was up at the Ford Fiesta Drive in Northern California, up in San Francisco, test driving the all-new Ford Fiesta. And it's more than just the cars that Ford is bringing out right now. And this isn't a jump on the Ford bandwagon, you know, thought process. They're really doing innovative things. The all-new Ford Fiesta has the first ever Twitter feed application in a vehicle. And that is just something Twitter's the new big thing, and they've integrated it into the Ford Sync system. They've got some great people over there coming up with some brilliant ideas, and I think Ford is going to be making its way back to number one here soon.
Yeah, they definitely are doing a whole lot of things right, and certainly the Fusion has won lots of accolades. It was Motor Trend's 2010 Car of the Year. You can get a hybrid, you can get a four-cylinder with a stick, you can get a V6 with all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of choice there, Mike.
Yeah, and it was easy to put that car into that pile of vehicles. You know, we've been monitoring these. We're trying to give consumers the best, you know, data information they can find on vehicles, and the Ford Fusion fell right into the category of most researched, and it's also one of their better-selling vehicles. So Ford is definitely kind of hitting a home run with that car.
So the whole study really underlines the point that you made. I mean, that people are now looking towards American vehicles for the first time in a long time when it comes to engineering and ingenuity. So that's a good thing for all of us.
Yeah, the perception out there is that the American automakers struggle with fit, craftsmanship, and quality. And the reality is they don't. The Ford F-150 and the GMC Sierra Chevy Silverado, you know, two trucks, continue to really be at the top for sales, you know, month after month. It really showcases our ability to build solid trucks, while the cars are now following right in line behind them. Americans are starting to build some great cars. You know, another interesting kind of fact that we've been working on here, just part of our website, something I'd like to share that kind of falls in line with the researched vehicles, is also it falls along the lines of the incentives and rebates. And I think that's another thing that's really starting to spur the industry right now. You know, the auto industry has more incentives and more rebates ever in the history of the auto industry.
Mm.
You know, from Honda having their zero down payment to zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and zero due at signing to, you know, buying a Chevy Silverado with $6,500, you know, cash back from the manufacturers, a pretty cool incentive to get people out there. And, you know, you can really research all this stuff. Of course, you can go to our site. There's a host of sites, but, you know, we really try and make it easy for the consumer. Come on, compare these vehicles, look at what the incentives and rebates are. We upload them daily and, you know, make a really good buying decision.
You're right, Mike. I mean, everybody should check out NADAGuides.com. Because it's a wonderful time if you're fortunate enough to be in a position to be considering a new vehicle, lots of great bargains to be had, and lots of cool technology. You know, it's been said many times, but I truly believe this is the golden era of automobiles. I mean, who would believe some of these performance cars, Mike, getting the fuel economy and offering the kind of performance that they do?
Yeah, and, you know, the federal government has kind of cracked down on the auto industry. the automakers to see how much, you know, MPG and fuel economy they can get out of these vehicles. And I think in hindsight, we're all looking back now going, you know, it was a really good idea to push these automakers along because they're all working so hard to get that fuel economy up there. And this is still just on regular gasoline. This isn't, you know, talking about the alternative fuel technology like the Fisker stuff. These are real cars that you can buy today, and you're getting great fuel economy out of them.
Definitely. So folks can find all kinds of information at NADA Guides. Tell our listeners a little bit about the kind of stuff that's right there.
Well, the easy thing about NADA Guides is that we're the only website in the industry where you can actually find information not on just new and used cars and trucks, but you can also find information on motorcycles, information on boats, all sorts of recreational vehicles, which, you know, makes it a nice one-stop shop for information. Our incentives and rebates are actually updated daily, and I don't think there's another website out there that will provide you with what the hottest incentives and rebates are on a car in the industry. That's pretty cool. Along with safety, along with videos, editorial reviews, you know, there are a host of different features on the website that make it a nice, easy process for you to get the best pricing you can for your new or used vehicle out there.
Wow. And certainly, you know, lots of cool stuff around the corner. As you mentioned, you just drove the Fiesta from Ford, highly anticipated, lots of buzz. What do you think of the car, Mike? I can't wait to get your thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you, Bob, I usually only write one story per vehicle, and I did three for the Fiesta. I did one about the overall marketing of the vehicle, which is going to be unbelievable, paramount when they really start launching this vehicle. They're putting everything into the Ford Fiesta, and it shows with the fit and finish and the discussion we had in San Francisco about this car. But then I did a story on the interior and all of the technology that goes into this little $14,000 vehicle, technologies that you can't get in a $50,000 BMW, a $50,000 Audi. This is cool technology that you can use today. And then the third thing I did is I talked about the performance of the vehicle. This little 1.6-liter, 120-horsepower vehicle, you know, just is fast. It's fun. It's sporty. I think it's 100. I got to look back. I think it's 160, but I might have my numbers wrong. I don't have it, the actual story in front of me, but my point is it's a fun car to drive, sporty. But Ford did something amazing. You know, you're in San Francisco, and they send us on a ride-and-drive program, and the ride is up into the mountains. We're in a $14,000, you know, little compact vehicle, and they choose to send us in the mountains to showcase the performance of this vehicle. And then they took us to an autocross and said, hey, guys, run it through a track and tell us what you think. And I was surprised. Great car.
Absolutely. NADAGuides.com. Mike Caudill is the official spokesperson. Mike, we'll be talking to you again real soon. Thank you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.